7月15号啊。
Better July 15th。
第九届鲁迅文学奖揭晓了，东北作家班宇的短篇小说《漫长的季节》获奖。
The 9th Luzon Literature Award was announced, and the award went to Dongbei writer Ban Yu for his short story A Long Season.
而且呢，他还排在五篇获奖的短篇小说当中的第一位。
Moreover, he also ranked first among the 5 winning short stories.
我就给找来啊，重读了一下。这个漫长的季节。
I'll find it again and read through this long season.
作为一个名字啊。
As a name.
大家并不陌生。
Everyone is familiar with it.
它因为它来自于2023年腾讯平台热播的一个同名电视剧。
He is because he comes from a popular TV series with the same name that aired on Tencent's platform in 2023.
这个电视剧讲的是这个出租汽车司机范伟。
This TV series is about a taxi driver named Fan Wei.
他的儿子呢，多年前遇害了。多年之后，逃逸的这个凶手啊。
His son was killed many years ago, and the perpetrator, who escaped after being on trial for so long.
再次出现，范伟就和他的老伙计。
Again, Fan Wei appears with his old partner.
像秦昊，还有辞职了。
Like Kin Hao and Dizzy have resigned.
老刑警秦明昊。
Old police officer Kin Ming Hao.
这三个人开始一个叫寻凶之旅吧。
Let's start this hunt for the culprit journey.
一个凶案故事。
A crime story.
那一定会有人就认为啊，这次获茅奖的小说《漫长的季节》应该就是电视剧的原著小说。
Of course, someone will think that the novel The Long Season of this year's Hugo Award must be based on a TV series.
就像电视剧
Like a TV show
比如人世间和原著小说
For example, the world of the novel and the original novel
人世间的关系是一样的
Relationships in the world are similar
其实不是这个电视剧漫长的季节呀、啊、
Actually, it's not a long season of this TV series
跟小说《漫长的季节》没有什么关系。
It has nothing to do with the long season of novels.
尤其的内容是毫无关系。
Especially the content is irrelevant.
这个电视剧的原著作者呢，是于小谦。
The original author of this TV series is Yu Zhairokian.
而且原著小说的名字啊，叫《凛冬之刃》。
And the name of the original novel is called The Blade of Winter.
因为这个班宇呢，他是这部电视剧的文学策划。
Because this class is responsible for the literary planning of this TV series.
刚好呢，完成了这个短篇小说《漫长的季节》。
I just finished this short story, The Long Season.
导演呢，觉得，哎，这个名字不错。
What do you think of this name?
所以呢，就用在电视剧上了。
So it's used in television shows.
于是就有了电视剧《漫长的季节》。
So the TV series A Long Season came into being.
那么这个小说《漫长的季节》。
So this long season of the novel.
它是2022年发表在《十月》杂志上。
It was published in the October issue of 2022.
这个小说啊，讲的是一个生长在单亲家庭里的独生女孩子。
This novel tells the story of a young girl who grew up in a single parent family.
她跟母亲呢，相依为命。
She and her mother lived together.
但是母亲呢，患上了绝症。
But my mother was diagnosed with a terminal illness.
只有三年的存活期限呢。
Only 3 years of survival.
在这种情况之下
Under these circumstances,
女孩的婚姻和生活的这么一个故事。
A story about a girl's marriage and life.
因为这个女孩呢要照顾妈妈。
Because this girl has to take care of her mother.
她就仓促地结了婚。
She hastily got married.
丈夫呢并不是她的最初的男朋友小雨。
A husband is not her first boyfriend, Zairo Yu.
而是照顾她妈妈的护工的儿子。
Instead, I took care of the son of her mother's nurse.
对方呢也是一个独生子。
The other person is also an only child.
这两个人呢就顺从双方母亲的意志，就商定生活在一起。
These two people, in accordance with the wishes of both their mothers, agreed to live together.
但是呢，互不干涉对方的生活。
But we don't interfere with each other's lives.
慢慢的呢，女子的这个负担呢就越来越重。
Gradually, the woman's burden became heavier and heavier.
母亲困在病床上。
Mother is lying in bed.
话也说不了。丈夫呢，沉默疏离。婆婆呢
？The words can't express the husband's silence and indifference and the mother-in-law's coldness.
虽然经常来帮忙照顾母亲。
Although I often come to help take care of my mother.
但是呢，也让之间的关系啊更加微妙。
However, this also made the relationship between them more subtle.
这个小说整体啊是诚恳的。
This novel is sincere overall.
也是真实的。
Also true.
他讲这个女子啊深爱着母亲。
He said that this woman deeply loved her mother.
但是呢也盼望摆脱重负。
However, I also look forward to getting rid of the burden.
她也感激这个婆婆的帮助。
She was also grateful for the help of her mother-in-law.
又忍不住呢计算彼此之间的亏欠。
I can't help but calculate the debt between us.
她跟丈夫闵小河结婚了。
He married her husband, Min Zairo.
但是呢仍然想念已经离开的恋人小雨。
But I still miss my ex-girlfriend, Zairo Yu.
这个小说还加入了一个因素。
This novel also incorporates another factor.
就是海边的两个孩子。
Two children on the beach.
一个叫鹏鹏。
A name is Peng Peng.
一个叫丁满。
A man named Ding Man.
他们呢，给这个女主人公带来了纯真的快乐和意外的陪伴。
They brought the female protagonist pure joy and unexpected companionship.
在小说结尾啊
In the end of the novel,
女子登上了海边的礁石。
A woman climbed onto the rocks by the sea.
吹响了口哨。
Blow the whistle.
跃入海中。
Jump into the sea.
她像小时候那样潜入水下。
He dived underwater like he did when he was a child.
准备再跟母亲开一次小小的玩笑。
Prepare for another small visit with my mother.
在想象之中游向了大海的远处。
In the novel, there is a distant sea.
等待着母亲再次呼喊自己的名字。
Waiting for his mother to call him again.
这个小说啊
This novel,
它有寓言和童话的这种气质。
He has a sense of prophecy and fairy tales.
它整体叙述呢是交织的、跳跃的。
The overall narrative is interwoven and disjointed.
你细读之后呢
？After you read carefully，
会有一种就是深入到主人公内心游走的那种感觉。
There will be a kind of feeling that allows you to delve into the protagonist's inner world。
这种深深的共情
，this deep empathy，
啊，有一点点可怕。
There is a shadow. It's scary。
有一点点新鲜。
a little bit fresh.
也许还能体会到作者在描写普通人那些难以启齿的疲惫时候的那种悲悯之感。
Perhaps you can also feel the author's compassion for ordinary people when they describe their difficult and tiring times.
有专家就形容班宇的小说啊是荒寒美学。
Experts have described the novel The Feathered Bird as having a bleak and desolate aesthetic.
是荒寒之中生长出了温柔，绝望之中。
Bring forth tenderness in the desolate.
找出了希望。
Grew up with hope.
放在这篇小说当中。
Placed in this novel.
也是可以印证的。
It can also be verified.
在班宇的小说集《冬泳》的封面上。
On the cover of Ban Yu's collection of short stories, Winter Swimming.
有一句话。
There is a saying.
人们从水中扬起面庞。
People lift their faces from the water.
承接命运的无声飘落。
Accepting the silent fall of fate.
这句话呢，也用在了电视剧《漫长的季节》里面。
This sentence was also used in the TV series Long Season.
他让两个内容毫不相干的故事。
He made two unrelated stories.
有了共同的气质。
With a common temperament.
也有人形容这个作家班宇啊。
Some people also describe this writer as Ban Yu.
他是替命运暗河当中那些无声的溺水者放声歌唱的人。
He is the one who sings for those silent drowning in the depths of fate.
在小说当中
，In the novel，
主人公为了逃避啊这个生活，短暂的这个来到了海边啊。
The protagonist came to the beach to escape this fleeting life.
但是他依然想起了困境当中的母亲。班宇就写道
However, he still remembered the mother in hardship and wrote back.
海边带着咸味的风。
The sea breeze carries a salty scent.
从脚底下钻过来。
From under my feet.
吹得人心颤。
Make people's hearts tremble.
像是上着夜班的妈妈忽然回到家里。
Suddenly, a mother working the night shift returns home.
裹着一身的凉气
Wrapped in a chill.
把手伸进被窝
Reach out into the bed.
抚摸着我的肋骨
Touching my ribs.
这种准确的比喻啊
This accurate analogy.
也是班宇所拿手的
This is also something that Ban Yu can do.
当然，班宇能获得鲁奖呢。
Of course, Ban Yu could have won the Lu Award.
咱们并不意外。
We are not surprised.
但是这篇小说能获奖。
However, this novel is eligible for an award.
我还是有些吃惊。
I'm still a little surprised.
虽然小说的语言呀、啊、
，Although the language of novels，
节奏呀都是一流的。
The rhythm is all top-notch.
但是这一篇呢，绝不是班宇最优秀的小说。
However, this story is definitely not the best one written by Ban Yu.
比如他的另一个短片《逍遥游》。
For example, his other short film Journey to the West.
那我们就更喜欢一些。
Then we prefer it more.
这两篇小说呢，讲的都是这个女性。
These two novels are about the same woman.
因为自身的疾病或者是亲人的这种病痛陷入了无法逃离的困境啊。
Because of their own illness or the pain of their loved ones, they were trapped in an inescapable situation.
但是呢，《逍遥游》给人的印象更为深刻和更加完整。
However, the impression of Zai Royale Yu is more profound and complete.
那么这一篇之所以能够获奖，跟同名电视剧的影响力有没有关系啊？
So, does the fact that this article won an award have anything to do with the influence of the same named TV series?
那咱也不知道，纯属个人观点啊。
Well, that's just my personal opinion. I don't know.
好吧。
Okay.
今儿个就这样。
Today is just like that.